I'm at the Starbucks on the corner of Montana and 7th in Santa Monica, drinking my second bottle of water. Panic is dehydrating, and it's full dark when I see Dr. Carol's black Audi S5 roll past. She's taking the corner slow, looking for me on the other side of the street, when I pull open the front door and drop into the passenger seat.
Drive!
Jesus, you scared me!
Thankfully, she picks up speed and we cruise into a maze of suburban houses.
Are you all right?
I don't answer.
Lynette?
I'm checking to make sure that there are no nasty surprises in the back seat.
Lock the doors.
The power locks clunk shut, and I click on my seatbelt.
The freeway is better. Stick to big streets without traffic lights. Don't slow down at stop signs if you can avoid it.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go home.
It sticks in my throat, so I swallow it again.
But I can't. So just keep moving.
What happened?
While we get on the 10, I tell her everything. When I finish, she's quiet for a minute.
I'll call the hospitals, see if I can find out what happened to Julia. Could it be Billy Walker? Do you know where he is?
Hearing his name is like licking an ashtray.
Uintis, solitary confinement. I check every week.
What about a fan?
No, it's not just one of mine. Adrian this morning, then me and Julia this afternoon. Someone's coming for Final Girls.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
I told you all earlier, we don't need meetings anymore because it's over. Someone always wants to kill us. It's never over.
We need to go to the police.
No way. Garrett P. Cannon didn't do squat for me before, and his buddies won't do squat for me now except lock me in a cell and make me a sitting target.
I know trusting law enforcement is a scary step for you, but they are the right people to deal with this. Someone tried to kill you, Lynette. Someone shot Julia. This is serious.
I clenched my teeth. I own a lot of guns. I have a dead person in my home. Someone sprayed automatic gunfire all over my building. The cop's going to think three things. Terrorist, terrorist, and terrorist.
I'll talk to them.
By the time they stop overreacting and start listening, it will be too late. Don't you get it? I only get to make one mistake and then I'm dead. They've been watching me for months. They know where I was going to go. The only reason I'm not dead is because I was too fast.
I pull my legs up onto the seat and hug my knees. I grip the hair at my temples so hard it feels like I'm going to tear it out.
Dead, 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 dead.
Dr. Carol puts a hand on my arm. I flinch and she takes it away.
They're in my house.
I hate how my voice rises to a whine. I press my forehead to the window and start to slowly bounce it off the glass.
Do you have some place to go, Lynette?
I think about a hotel or a motel or a bar or a church shelter. I can't go to Marilyn or Danny. Not now. Someone's out there waiting for us to bunch up again and make their job easier.